welcome to Fat Geeky Reviews. My name is Brendan. Hey guys, I'm back on YouTube. After a long hiatus, I decided to come back to YouTube and do my Captain Marvel movie review. As you can tell, I got a new green screen. But you probably can't really tell because there's something else behind me. But I got a green screen. And I have a lot of crazy plans coming up to bring more content and to add other elements to what I want to do for YouTube. So pretty excited about it. This is also going to be the audio from this YouTube video is going to go on the podcast. But we are here to do a Captain Marvel movie review. I'm super excited. I saw it last night on opening night. And you know, it was a fantastic movie, and I want to get into it. I do want to preface by saying that this is going to be a non-spoiler review. So if you haven't seen it yet and you're unsure whether you want to see it or not, this is going to be a great review for you because I'm not going to give anything away about the movie. Really, we're just going to talk about the scope of the movie, what basically is the plot, and basically everything else, characterization, special effects, stuff like that. And this is, and I'm going to try to explain a little bit of kind of, what I thought about the movie and, kind of maybe a little bit of background of what I think about the character Carol Danvers, AKA Captain Marvel. So let's get started. So, I'll first give you my grade of the movie. If I had to grade the movie out of 10, I'd give it about an 8. It was a solid, solid film. And I don't understand. There's a lot of negativity out there right now about this movie. But it's funny because everybody that I follow on Twitter, at Fat Geeky Reviews, by the way, everybody that I follow on Twitter basically says the movie's fantastic, that they loved it. They don't know why some of the audience scores that are coming out are so low. Because the movie's going to break box office records. And it's going to have a great weekend. And the opening, you know, I think they did like 20 to 24 million just on Thursday night. I saw it Friday night. But yeah, I don't understand the negativity behind the movie. So if you rely on Rotten Tomatoes for your decision making, don't. Please don't. Not for this movie. You know, some other movies, they're pretty accurate. Audience scores are pretty accurate. Trust the critic score from Rotten Tomato. Don't trust the audience score. They blew out some, I think they blew out a couple of the other movies. I think like Avengers Infinity War had about 59,000 reviews total. And Captain Marvel had 59,000 in the first night. So it's ridiculous what people are kind of talking about when they don't know what they're talking about. Maybe they just, I don't know whether they hate that a female character is the lead character of the movie. Maybe they hate just Marvel in general right now because of all the stuff that they've done with their TV shows, canceled all their TV show. Maybe they're boycotting Marvel, you know, cinematic universe right now. So I don't know what it is, but go see the movie if you're into any of this Marvel, Avengers, anything like that, because it holds up on its own as a solo movie. Even though we know it's involved with the Avengers. First of all, I want to talk about Brie Larson. So I had my, like everybody else, I had my skepticism about Brie Larson playing Captain Marvel. I don't anymore. Absolutely fantastic job playing Captain Marvel. I thought she did very, very well as a strong, independent character, which says a lot. I think it gives a lot of young girls, a person that they can look up to, especially in the comic book world. Comic book world is predominantly dominated by males and male characters. And to have a female character like Captain Marvel be kind of the center of attention really gives a lot of little girls hope. And I hope that this character continues to evolve and develop. And I hope that this movie does well enough that we can get a sequel out of it. I was at the movie theater last night and There was a girl there dressed up like Captain Marvel taking pictures with people, and it's funny because we got there kind of late, so my wife got there late and I changed my ticket time so because I wanted to get there in time to see the movie. And movie started at 7. My wife didn't show up until like 7:05, And so we changed the ticket time to 7:30. And we got in there, and there was a huge – I was like, wow, there's so many empty seats. And then I realized there was a huge line going up the aisle of girls and some guys, but mostly girls, waiting to take a picture with a girl dressed up like Captain Marvel. And I was fascinated by that because, you know, I thought and the girl, you know, granted, I'm a guy, of course, and I, you know, the girl was pretty attractive, and I was like, oh, you know, I figured there'd be more guys up here wanting to get the picture with the attractive girl, and I didn't get my picture taken, so don't know where he's there, but the line was predominantly female, which I was very, very happy with. We need more of that, you know. DC has Wonder Woman, you know, and Black Widow in the Marvel Universe isn't that model, you know, hero. She's a spy. She can betray sometimes. She lies. But Captain Marvel really embodies that true American hero way, and it's amazing to see the response from girls. You know, I saw girls range from all age in that line. You know, from little girls at the age of like 10 that went and saw the movie, to older females, like older girls that are, you know, in their 40s, 50s, were standing in line wanting to get a picture with Captain Marvel. So, you know, it's great. And the fact that they brought out the movie on International Women's Day, you know, was amazing. And I'm glad I got to take my wife to it. She enjoyed the movie. So again, please, if you have any doubts about seeing this movie, it holds up on its own. So, and Brie Larson does a fantastic job, and I can't wait to see her in a future movie or a sequel, because we all kind of speculate at this point that she's probably going to be in the Avengers movie. If you haven't seen Avengers yet and you're watching this video, go see Avengers Infinity War first, and then come back to this point right now, because I'm going to spoil a little bit. Hey, she's going to be in Avengers. So I can't wait to see her later this year in Avengers. It looks fantastic. So we'll see what happens there. So the movie itself is really, really good. I think the chemistry between Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson was great. I think they played Coulson's return to the cinematic universe really, really well. You know, they playing him off as kind of a rookie agent, which is cool. That doesn't spoil anything. So he's in the movie. You know, it takes place in the 90s. So we're in the 90s at this point. If you've seen the trailer, the very first trailer, she crashes into a Blockbuster video. That's still in the movie, and it's a really, really funny part of the movie. So we get to enjoy some nostalgia for those of us who grew up as kids of the 90s. You know, I'm an 80s, 90s kid, so I consider myself a chunk of my childhood took place in the 90s. So I really, really got to enjoy the nostalgia of people using payphones, people using, you know, there not being any GPS, you know, stuff like that. So it was really cool to kind of see some of that nostalgia stuff in the movie. So basically, the movie is a war epic. That's what the movie is. It's not a love story. There's no love interest in the movie. Every movie so far has had some sort of love interest, and I thought it was awesome that they didn't turn it into some icky love story. They didn't need to, and it's a hero war epic with a female dominated hero, and she dominates the screen better than any male hero, I think, so far in the cinematic universe as a solo performer. Solely based on the characterization, I think it's a tie between Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr., and Brie Larson. And I thought that Chadwick Boseman did a good job as Black Panther, but I think he was overshadowed in that movie by Shuri. So it's great to see these women come in and steal the spotlight, and I'm glad they didn't have a love interest for her. They made it basically the interest of her wanting to protect the Earth comes from her best friend and her best friend's child. And that's what holds her ground to America, which is fantastic. There's no love interest there, which I really, really enjoyed. You don't need to have a female character that has a love interest. We don't need that. We just need a hero. And that's exactly what we got. So fantastic job, Marvel, for taking care of that. I thought it was great. So it's a war epic. So there's a war going on in another part of space between a race called the Kree and a race called the Skrulls. And there's a war. And basically, we find Captain Marvel, going by the name of Veers, in the Kree army. She's part of like the Kree Special Forces, and she gets an assignment to go save an operative of there on another planet. And then they're ambushed by the Skrulls on that planet, and she gets away, or she gets captured. I'm sorry, she gets captured by the Skrulls. And basically has to escape their ship. And then during that escape, that's how she ends up back on Earth. And she starts to have all the flashbacks of her former life. So we know she's human. And we know she was kind of under Kree. She has no memories for prior to 6 years in the past. So they kind of erased her memories. And now she's... on that Kree world. So, but the plot of the movie stayed that plot really until the plot twist at the end. I'm not going to reveal the plot twist because, like I said, this isn't going to be a spoiler video or podcast. I'm not going to spoil any part of the movie, but there is a twist at the end that changes the entire complexity of the movie and makes it more real. Regardless that it's aliens that it's about, it makes it more of a real, heartfelt story without having that love interest involved. So that's what I love about this movie, is that we can have heartfelt scenes in the movie, as well as, the action. And I thought the action was really, really good at it. She, whether it was her stunt double, whatever choreographed fight scenes they had, the one on the Skrull ship was amazing. Then they had some later in the movie. That was really, really good, especially kind of the car chase scene later in the movie with Fury and Coulson. And then, the humor of Samuel L. Jackson and the fact that he can bring it back with some of that humor as a younger S.H.I.E.L.D. agent was pretty neat. And it was pretty cool to see the special effects on Nick Fury and Agent Coulson, making them look younger and making them look like baby agents, basically. And it was pretty cool to see that kind of stuff. So basically she's trying to remember her past. And it's basically a memory loss story. And she's able to find out her that she's American, she's human, she used to be a fighter pilot, and then the story goes on. And of course I can't reveal too much after that because that's gonna reveal too much of the plot. But like I said, the special effects were great. Seeing Captain Marvel fight in space, that was pretty cool. The mystery got solved of the colors of her uniform. A lot of people were worried, like, how is she going to get a different uniform? That problem is solved in the movie. It's kind of actually a funny scene involving her best friend's daughter, which is really funny. So there was a couple of times in there where it got really hilarious with, if I had any negative takebacks about the movie, they didn't quite make, canon or basically the continuity of Nick Fury's character didn't quite make a whole lot of sense. He was the comic relief of the movie. But before he had been kind of more of a serious, kind of, even though that he had a couple of funny lines in some of the other movies, he'd always been kind of the stake in the ground character for those movies. But for Captain Marvel, he was the comic relief, and it didn't quite play to his character. I thought they could have done that a little bit different, but I'm not citing them being wrong for it. It made for a very entertaining movie when they did it that way. So I really liked it because I thought the scenes were pretty funny. But I also, there was a couple of scenes where I was like, well, that doesn't seem like Nick Fury. You know, maybe there's something else that happens. Maybe there's another movie later between the 90s and when Iron Man shows up, to where some of that could be explained. Maybe we'll get a Hawkeye and Black Widow movie one of these days, and that could explain a little bit more of Nick Fury's character. I doubt that's going to happen. I would love for it to happen. I think to bridge the gap between Captain Marvel and Iron Man in the continuity, I think would be a good move to make. But for what it is right now, I think they were successful in what they wanted to do. And I think that the movie is going to inspire a lot of girls to pick up a comic book, which really helps all of us out in the end. For those of us that are comic book fans, if we can get more people to pick up comic books, that's what it's all about. If we can get more people to the theaters to see a comic book movie, that's what it's about. If we can get more people to turn on the TV and watch Batwoman on TV, that's what it's about. So I love that we're transitioning forward. I love that we're doing some of, that we're getting away from these male heroes, because you know what? We've seen it before. We need something different. We need something that's going to inspire new people and a new demographic. And I think this movie is going to do that. And I'm really excited for it. I think it's going to bring a lot more people to come see the new Avengers movie, Endgame. And I can't wait for that. It's going to be so exciting. I do recommend that you do stay for both of the extra scenes, the mid-credit scene and the post-credit scene. There are two. I'm not going to go into detail on what they're about, but I suggest you stay for both if you end up seeing the movie. I'm not really going to go into detail on what they're about, but I think they both play a significant role in what's next to come, or what has already happened. Ooh, right? So, very good movie. So, like I said, 8 out of 10 is the grade I would give it. Like I said, the pros of the movie: strong female character, great storytelling. The story itself was really good. Who they made the bad guys to be out to be was fantastic. Characters that they brought in from other movies before were good. Nick Fury, of course. That would be one of my cons of the movie. It's just, there's a couple of character tweaks with Nick Fury. But Coulson was great. He didn't have a lot of lines in the movie, but and he wasn't there a whole lot. But Coulson's Coulson. We all love Coulson. So, can't go wrong there. I love the dynamic she had, that Brie Larson had with her best friend in the movie, and her daughter. I thought she was a bright spot to the movie when times were dark later in the movie. To have that bright spot of the daughter in the movie was, I think, really cool. And it was girl power, man. It was girl power. So, and it's great. But I love this kind of stuff. I love just going to the movies and watching a good movie. I will always recommend seeing these movies as long as the story is good. I can get over all the other stuff. If it's bad acting, bad story, bad acting, bad lighting, bad special effects, anything like that, I can get over that as long as the story was good, and the story is good for this one. But like I said, it was cool seeing her flying through space in the Captain Marvel suit. It was cool seeing how she uses her powers. It was a cool concept to see how she got her powers. That's an interesting part of the movie as well. They did it in this. Basically, they kept the tone of every other movie, so it looked like it belonged in the movie. So it looked like it belonged in a Guardians of the Galaxy. It looked like it belonged in the Avengers. It looked like it belonged. So it keeps the story going when we know that Endgame is coming, and we don't know what's going to happen after Endgame, except that there's a Spider-Man movie. So, good job bringing out a trailer for Spider-Man before we figure out how he comes back. But to each their own. So, thank you guys for watching. I'm going to continue to do the green screen stuff. I have a lot of plans for the future. Right now, I'm watching all the shows on TV. I'm watching all the CW shows. I'm watching all the shows on the DC Universe app. I'm watching, all that I can right now. And then I got some new comic books on the way in, so I'm really excited about what's coming up. So I hope you guys are too, and I hope you guys go see Captain Marvel's in theaters right now. Leave me a comment if you agree with me. You know, give it a like. If you disagree with me, give me a dislike. You know, I don't mind a dislike now and again, but tell me why. Tell me why I'm wrong. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, or dislike, but still share and subscribe. You know, it's still positive reviews if you share it and you think I'm stupid. So go ahead and give it a share and a subscribe if you could, please. And like I said, the audio from this is going to be on the podcast at Fat Geeky Reviews, wherever you get your podcasts, and of course right here on YouTube. Thanks, YouTube. Thank you, world. Have a great night.